Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Emergency show! Zach Wilson is a Denver Bronco. Henry, initial reaction.
I don't hate it. I think what I appreciate the most about it is that I feel like the vision is now clear for the Broncos. All of a sudden, you're not forced to draft a quarterback. Obviously, Zach Wilson doesn't solve your quarterback problem. That would be a ridiculous thing to say. But I think that the roster makes more sense now. I think there's a lot that we can take away from the move. I think it makes sense. And I think I like the move. I think I like the move. I don't love it because that would be an insane thing to be like, oh, thank God they just got Zach Wilson. But I think it was a smart move, and there's still a couple details that are going to be ironed out, and I'm curious what those are going to look like. But so far, it makes a lot of sense.
So obviously this comes 3 days before the first round where the Broncos, so much talk has been centered around quarterback. This move should change absolutely nothing with the Denver Broncos draft plan. It should change nothing. What it does is it gives them a little piece to play with if they don't land a quarterback. So why it should change nothing is, Henry, the Broncos essentially got Zach Wilson for as minimal as you can give to get a player. What the Broncos did was they got Zach Wilson and a Jets 7th-round pick for one of the Broncos' 6th-round picks. So they did a pick swap. It's about 50 picks. I think it's about 48 picks in the draft for Zach Wilson. And on top of that, the Jets are going to be paying for some of Zach Wilson's contract. So the Broncos don't have to pay all of Zach Wilson's contract. And they only gave a late-round pick swap. Dropped about 48 spots in the draft. This shouldn't change anything. When you're talking about the most important position in sports, dropping 48 spots down at the bottom of a draft, we're talking like pick 206 to pick 250-ish, that should change nothing. And if it does change everything with the Broncos, then they have the wrong people in charge leading them, because this is such a minimal investment at the quarterback position. So it should not change anything with Thursday's approach to the draft, which kind of fits with what you're saying, though. They don't have to mortgage. And if they don't get a quarterback, Henry, then this means, okay, this is their kind of piece that Sean Payton gets to play with this year, and see if he can resurrect his career. Because if anyone is going to fix and change Zach Wilson's career, it is Sean Payton. So you get a former number 2 overall pick for the cost of barely anything. I'm okay with the move as long as it doesn't change the Broncos' plans on Thursday. If they were going to go and mortgage everything for the future to go and get Jaden Daniels, then they should not change that. If they were going to sit and hope that J.J. McCarthy falls to 12, that should be their exact plan. If J.J. McCarthy's there, they draft him. If they were going to draft Bo Nix or Michael Penix Jr., exact same thing. That's what it should be. But Henry, let's say they came in and said, man, we love Jaden Daniels. He's probably gone at number 2, and that's the only guy we love. Then getting Zach Wilson is just a nice kind of fun piece for Sean Payton to see. Get his hands on a former number 2 overall pick who clearly had a lot of talent. That's what the NFL thought when he went number 2 overall. And see if he can do anything with him. I'm totally okay with this move as long as it does not change the plan on Thursday night.
Yeah, well, in the piece of the plan I think it can change is that, you know, if you think Bo Nix can come in and patch the gap for a year or 2 years, see what you have. Maybe there's a little upside. Now you don't need to do that. Now you have something solidified to just patch the gap. You don't need to go out after the draft and add a Ryan Tannehill. Like, I would much rather have Zach Wilson than Ryan Tannehill. You have something at the quarterback position that you could go into the season with. If things don't go well on Thursday, and I think if the Broncos thought things were going to go really well on Thursday, they probably don't make this move. If you thought, oh yeah, JJ McCarthy is going to be there at 4 for whatever reason, we think we're going to be able to go get him, then yeah, you don't need to do this, because again, the numbers we don't know yet. We know the Jets are going to pay more than they have to. You know, the Broncos, if they just traded him straight up, Broncos would have to pay about $5.5 million, and that'd be fully guaranteed. Or I guess maybe a million of that wouldn't be guaranteed.
Yeah, that $5 million is going to be split, though. Broncos but that's aren't the thing. On the hook for it
and
all.
And so that's what the reports are. The Jets are going to pay some of that, and how much it is interesting. But that does obviously take away some of the downside. And if you do wind up with a rookie, you know, you save $5 million bucks moving on from Jarrett Stidham. So there you go. You've got it's kind of a wash right there. So yeah, obviously, if you like JJ McCarthy, you think you can move up and go get him, you still go get him. Like it's Zach Wilson. It's not like you just got Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady or whatever. But you know, we came into this offseason saying the smart move is probably to be not playing for 2024 and focusing more on 2025 and like really be building the best team you can have in 2026. You know, the sky is the limit in 2026 if everything goes well. Well, if you're trading a whole bunch of picks to go get a quarterback in this draft class, you're not taking that approach. Unless you really like the guy, unless you think the guy is going to be making up for whatever other issues come from giving up, you know, a bunch of first round picks or Pat Surtain or whatever it may be. The smart way to build this team is probably not drafting a quarterback this year. Again, depending on what you think of the quarterbacks, you could justify it. And this is a move that allows you to focus on the future. You're not feeling forced to take a pick, to take a quarterback. You're not feeling forced to snag Bo Nix because he's on the board there at 12, and you feel like you've got to get something to appease the fan base, to patch things. And I don't think they would have done that anyway, but now that's off the table. Now you can just go into the draft. If there's a way to get a quarterback you really like, you get to go do it. If not, hey, you've got Zach Wilson versus Jarrett Stidham versus maybe you bring Spencer Rattler in. Maybe you drafted Joe Milton. Maybe you wind up bringing in a Tannehill just as like a backup plan. But I think you made the quarterback room better today. Different strengths and weaknesses than Jarrett Stidham. But in terms of the caliber of player, it really could go either way. I think it's kind of a 50-50 competition if that's what it boils down to.
Tell me how they made the quarterback room better today.
Well, instead of Stidham and Ben DiNucci, you got Stidham and Zach Wilson. Like, I think that that's now more of a competition than it probably would have been. Zach Wilson, obviously talented, played the best football of his career last year, although it's not saying much.
8 touchdowns, 7 interceptions is the best football of his career.
Yeah, no, completed 60% of his passes.
60.1% of his passes.
For the first time of his career. And again, it's not because Zach Wilson's a game breaker or anything. It's because the other guy's Jarrett Stidham, and if you can coach Zach Wilson up a little bit, he's got the arm. He's got the athleticism. He can make plays off script. If you can teach him how to make plays on script, then all of a sudden maybe you have something. And again, what's the real upside when it's a guy going into the fourth year of a four-year contract? I mean, you can pay him next year if you want. It's probably on a prove-it deal. I mean, unless the craziest thing that could possibly happen happens, you could probably bring him back for cheap next year if all things go well. But that's not really the plan. The plan is you gave yourself one more option, more talent. And who knows, maybe that's the difference between 5 wins and 7 wins. Maybe it's not, but you're starting to round things out. You can go into the season with this if you really have to, if you're really focusing on the future, if you're really not really caring about this year. This allows you to take Brock Bowers and not feel guilty about it.
Yeah, this is a full tank move if this is the only move that they make. Because you mentioned Jarrett Stidham, mm-hmm. and I'm happy you did. You said this would be a competition. Yeah. Hell yeah, it'd be a competition because Zach Wilson is a younger, more celebrated Jarrett Stidham. Literally, the numbers are nearly the exact mm-hmm. same in their careers. Jarrett Stidham, in his career, 8 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, 1-to-1 ratio. In Zach Wilson's career, 23 touchdowns to 25 interceptions, yeah. A negative touchdown to interception ratio, but very close to 1-to-1. Zach Wilson, 57% completion percentage in his NFL career. Jarrett Stidham, 59.4, so slightly better for Stidham there. And mm-hmm. passer rating, Jarrett Stidham, 78.3 career passer rating, and Zach Wilson has a passer rating in his career of 73.2. So by the numbers, and they're small sample sizes for both of these guys, Jarrett Stidham slightly better, but I mean, they are neck and neck to the type of player, and we said that Jarrett Stidham going in was not a good enough plan. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think they upgraded. I think they just added talent, whatever you want to say talent is, Zach Wilson can throw the ball. Everyone saw it at BYU's pro day. He can throw the ball 70 yards downfield when he's not wearing pads, rolling to his left, and there's no defenders on the field. To me, that means absolutely nothing. So, again, this should change nothing except, like, if the Broncos don't get a quarterback in round one on Thursday, you can say, like, well, I hope Sean Payton can kind of pull off a miracle and turn Zach Wilson around. But remember, he didn't take Drew Brees from being a bust and making him a Hall of Famer. He took Drew Brees from being a good quarterback, maybe even a really good quarterback, to a Hall of Famer. He gave him an incredible boost, a similar boost to what Zach Wilson's at now. Might be a starting quarterback in the NFL, one that you're trying to replace every year, but might be a starting quarterback. And you know what? That would be better than what the Broncos have on the roster right now. So I can kind of see how you're saying that they improved a little bit there, but the amount of improvement is so minimal right now. And again, it should not change Thursday one bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's a small caveat, but you don't feel like you have to take Bo Nix just to patch the gap.
I don't think you were going to take a quarterback at 12 to patch the gap, though. If you took a quarterback at 12, you believed that he was going to be the guy.
Probably.
Maybe not a Hall of Famer. Like, if you were to trade up for Jaden Daniels, or like an All-Pro if you were to trade up for Jaden Daniels or J.J. McCarthy and spend multiple first-round picks, that's who you want.
Yep.
That's who you expect. If you picked a guy at 12, you better think he's the quarterback of your future.
Yeah.
So I do disagree with you there, though.
Okay, that's fine. It's going to be interesting. I've said on a podcast before, coming out, Zach Wilson was awesome. Like, you look at what he did, and that was the COVID season. So what happened in the COVID season is most teams just played a conference schedule. So the Pac-12, for example, instead of playing, their nine conference games, they just cut it down to a 6-game schedule, all conference games. Same thing, SEC, a little bit longer, all conference games. BYU wasn't in a conference, so they had all their opponents pull out, so they were no longer able to play the games they had scheduled. They had to reschedule on the fly, which meant that they played a cupcake schedule. The teams they're able to get to play them were not good teams, and Zach Wilson ripped them apart. I mean, I was just going through mild notes from that season. He was my pick, I believe, for... Again, these were half-completed notes, and I didn't even check the date. He was my pick for first-team All-American. Like, he was hitting deep balls that you wouldn't believe. Now, half the time, those guys were wide open, so it changes the dynamic a little bit. But you could see the vision with him, which is, that mobile type of quarterback who can make plays off script. The high end is an Aaron Rodgers type. And things didn't go that way in the NFL. And that's very obvious. I think there were a lot of things that contributed to that. I think being a rookie quarterback in New York, never a fun time. There were all the stories that came out about him and his mom's friends and whatever else. And when you're doing that stuff in New York, that all gets blown up. That's the story. Cause they're just digging and digging and digging every little thing that they can find. Bang. They're going. So there's a lot of distractions that come with that. And I don't know how much of that's true and how much isn't, how much got blown out of proportion, but I could imagine for at the time, a very young quarterback, I believe he was 21 coming out.
Yep.
That's not an easy place to play. If there's off-field distractions, those become amplified. If things don't go well, that gets amplified. It's a finicky fan base that's quick to hate on people. And obviously, he earned some of that.
Isn't that
Denver? He didn't play well.
Denver's fan base that's quick to turn on people?
There's some of that, but it is different just from a media perspective. Not that Denver doesn't have big media, but the difference between the fifth biggest media versus New York media is massive. So I do think that stuff all plays in, and you just hope that he learned from it. You hope that he comes out better on the other side because, I'm going to dig into all the film and get a film room up hopefully tonight. And I'm curious because I haven't obviously locked into Zach Wilson, who has locked into Zach Wilson recently other than Jets fans. But
Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah. You turn on, I just turned on Zach Wilson 2023 highlights. when you cut out the bad plays, there's a lot to like.
When you cut out the bad plays, there's a lot to like. When you look at the highlights.
Exactly. But I mean, there's stuff like...
When you were talking about, really quick, when you're talking about who Zach Wilson is and what he brings, you were describing Russell Wilson to me with the deep ball, the ability to make plays off script. The match with Sean Payton on the surface is kind of mind-blowing. It does not add up to me. A Mac Jones would have made a lot more sense in terms of, I think, what Sean's looking for in a quarterback. So Zach's going to have to change a ton to be the answer for the Broncos. And that's why, because he has to change so much, is why I say don't change anything for your draft plans coming in here. I see a quarterback that is really going to not just have to be better, but to change who he is on the field in order to fit what Sean Payton can do and wants from a quarterback.
I see it as Sean Payton saying, I can do this with Russell Wilson. I can do this with Zach Wilson. So what's the difference?
The same production that he got from Russ?
In a very same style. I think you run that same offense and say, and this isn't in a perfect world. In the perfect world, you go get yourself Jaden Daniels or whatever, and everything works out. And maybe Sean does say, we're going to try to take you and have you do something you're not good at. But I think the easy answer here is, it's all, in some ways, maybe just like a little middle finger to everybody, to Russ and to everybody who supported him, and say, I can literally get this exact same thing from somebody else. And that's maybe in his mind the floor now. Is if nothing goes well, we just do what we did last year and Zach Wilson replaces Russell Wilson. Now, do you believe that? That might not be actually what he thinks. It might be that we can get 80% of it or whatever. But because of some similarities there, especially similarities to this version of Russ, more so than the 10 years ago Russ. But again, going back to it, the throws, like, there's no look throws across the middle where you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah, again, Drew Brees didn't have a lot of those no-look throws across the middle of the field.
Yeah, but if you're looking for Drew Brees, it's not going to happen. I'm curious. We disagree on this. I don't put Sean Payton in that box. I don't think he's trying to replicate that. I think he can take what he has and make. He's a creative guy. Yeah. He can do a bunch of different things, and I think that this is a pretty easy patch for Russ. Maybe in his mind, I obviously don't think that. I think Russ was much better than Zach Wilson has ever been, but even that's not saying much. Odds are this is a terrible pick. I don't want people to take it as me saying this is going to work out, but this is the vision.
Yeah, it didn't work with the first Wilson. I'd be hard-pressed to see it working with the second Wilson, but why I don't hate this move is because it costs you nothing, and so might as well take a shot on a guy who the Jets were clearly dumping. They signed a backup quarterback this offseason. They're obviously all in on the Aaron Rodgers plan. So they were kicking him to the curb. Might as well pick him up for literally nothing. So I'm okay with the move, but it better not be the plan. And if this is the plan for this year, Henry, it means all eyes tank for two. Whether it's Shedeur Sanders or Carson Beck or Quinn Ewers, the Broncos are all in on next year's quarterback class if they don't go with the quarterback this year. And it really is Zach Wilson, Jarrett Stidham, and Ben DiNucci going into the year this year. It's all eyes are on next year. It is all about the quarterback class. And the Broncos will be telling us they are fully embracing a tank for this season. And I'm okay with that if that's the plan for here. If you had a plan and then this Zach Wilson plan changed it, that is bad news, Bears. I don't think that that's the case with this Broncos team. I think they had a plan, and this isn't going to change it at all here. But we're going to know Thursday night if the Broncos are obviously all in on a quarterback in this draft and they drafted the guy, or if they're going all in on a quarterback next year. One thing that everyone should remember, George Payton told us a month ago at the NFL owner meetings that the Broncos were going to sign or get a veteran quarterback this offseason. He said, regardless of what we do in the draft, we are going to get a veteran. Zach Wilson, not the veteran that you think of. You would think of like a 33-year-old with 10 years of experience. Zach Wilson's been in the league for what, 3 full years now? He is considered a veteran in this league. So this could just end up being the veteran that they're bringing in. Instead of bringing in Ryan Tannehill, they're bringing in a Zach Wilson, and this won't change their draft plans at all. So this is a move at quarterback was going to happen, and I assume that this is the move instead of a Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, which is, in my opinion, a great call, because Honestly, I'm not convinced that Ryan Tannehill is even that much better than Zach Wilson at this point in his career. Like,
is
Ryan
worse?
Tannehill was the best free agent option, and he hasn't played well recently, for those who haven't been watching. So, Zach Wilson, you could say there's upside there if you want. Obviously, there's talent there. I don't know that there's any reason to believe that that talent is going to outweigh the flaws, but maybe you do have your next guy. Like, there is technically that chance. And
I mean, there's a chance that Ben DiNucci is that next guy too.
Exactly. So,
which is not a chance.
If you want to look at it that way, it's fair. I mean, it could work out better. I think Sean Payton is a better coach than Zach Wilson has had at any point in his NFL career. I think that, again, you look at that team last year, and I know everything's down in the dumps. Things didn't go well. It obviously didn't go well, but they did just win the most games they've won in 8 years. 6 years. 6 years? 8 years. 8 years.
Since 2016.
Whatever that is. And that's three wins more than the year before. So if you really do think that you can get most of the production you got out of Russ, again, you also lost Jerry. You also lost Justin Simmons, so you're looking at worst team. Maybe you think you can come out hotter than last year. I mean, I'm not willing to say they're just going to straight up suck, because I haven't been willing to say that all offseason. Anything is possible. There is a chance that this does work out all right. But obviously the expectation is you're going to have a high pick next year. And I think coming into this offseason, that's where we all stood, was you don't draft the quarterback this year. You draft the quarterback next year after getting a chance to eat this cap hit, build things up a little bit. And if you're planning on fixing quarterback next year, who cares whether it's Zach Wilson or Ryan Tannehill or any of that? Why not give it a run? Why not bring him in? And if things go the way they're trending, just knowing that the Vikings are going to move up, looks like it's quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. Vikings move up for a quarterback, and you're stuck between Penix and Bo Nix. If you don't like either of those guys, makes sense to move up next year and take that chance. So I think this adds a little bit of clarity about where they stand, and I think that makes sense.
I don't think it changes anything with the quarterback market. One thing it does change is Zach Wilson's number. He wore number 2 with the Jets. He's not wearing that with Pat Surtain in town. Going to be interesting to see. Does he? We got Will Lutz as number 3. Who's number 1?
Isn't that what Zach Tremont Wilson? Smith.
Tremont Smith. Interesting
to see. He's been
to
his whole career.
So how about this? You have Levi Wallace sign with the Broncos right after they change uniforms. Zach Wilson might be the first quarterback to don these new uniforms for the Broncos. Henry, any final thoughts before we jump into the Super Chats?
I mean, not really. I mean, the Broncos got a bad quarterback, and they're going to try to make him not bad.
Yep.
And
if anyone could turn him around, it's Sean.
4 years ago, everybody would have been really excited. 3 years ago. And obviously a lot's happened since then, and very little of it is good. But yeah, I mean, they added a bad quarterback, and we'll see if Sean can work some magic. Because again, any head coach has some ego. I'm sure Sean believes, given what we think he thinks of Russell Wilson, that he can turn Zach Wilson into Russell Wilson, which in his mind isn't saying all that much. We'll see. And who knows? Maybe they take Rattler, and Rattler just wins the job, and we never see Zach Wilson take the field. That's honestly probably the best case scenario, is Zach Wilson never takes the field. It's just tough to imagine that happening given where they sit in the draft and where everything breaks down.
All right, hit us with a thumbs up if you're tuning in on the Toyota chat. We got so many people rocking and rolling with us. Hit us with a thumbs up, really helps us. Let's dive into these super chats. First one coming in from our friend Mason, who says his draft comp was Jake the Snake. F it. Yeah. I'm in. And the Broncos, they traded for Jake Plummer, and he turned out to be a fun and a good quarterback here. Give me Jake Plummer 2.0. I'm in if that's the case.
I mean, if this is Jake Plummer,
they hit a home run
solved,
with this
they
competition.
They solved their quarterback problem. If you've got Jake Plummer, again, different era. If you're going to have to reset the quarterback market, it's a little different. But yeah, no, Jake Plummer was one of the comps.
Rashawn says, Drew Lock 2.0, the cycle continues. Hashtag sad Broncos fan. What I'll tell you, Rashawn, is what I've said in this It should not change the Broncos' draft plans. And if it does, well, shame on them, but I don't think it's going to change it. If they were going to go after a quarterback, then they will still go after the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Little risk involved in this move by doing that. It could also maybe try to convince teams around them that they're not going to move up for a quarterback, and it allows it so it's easier for them to move up. That's at least how I want to view this move right now.
Yeah, a lot of Drew Lock. Definitely a lot of Drew Lock. Difference is Drew Lock, much better NFL player so far.
100%. Yeah, Drew Lock 2.0 you would take for a late-round pick swap right now. Mm-hmm. Mile High Mem says, please tell me this is tank for two-move FML. We'll know a lot more in 1 week from now.
Yeah, and I don't... the tank... I'm honestly not convinced that this is a tank season, even if they don't get a quarterback. It might just be, we had to get rid of Russell Wilson for obvious reasons, so of course we're going to be bad. And so maybe tank sounds better. Maybe it's just like the natural progression for this team after that is just they are really bad.
Yeah, which would essentially be a tank season if you're really bad and you don't try to upgrade much. If they don't draft a quarterback this year, I mean, maybe even if they do, but especially if they don't, everything's pointing to tank for me. And tank is not always the worst thing if you have a plan that everyone's behind.
Hasn't worked out yet, but...
Mile High Salute says, low risk, high reward, go Broncos.
Yeah. I mean, high reward, maybe being a little subjective. I guess if you want to look at the 0.5% chance that he becomes your long-term starter, sure. But again, like, this is the end of his rookie contract, so you've got to pay him next year. And that's in a world in which you decide that you want to pay him. Like,
you picking up his fifth-year option?
I guess they still technically could, couldn't they? They can wait till May.
And no way are the Broncos going to pick up his fifth-year option.
Not picking up the fifth-year option.
Another one from Rashawn who says, hopefully he wears number 3 so I don't have to buy another 3 jersey. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be kind of fun.
You just get to stick with number 3 Wilson. Will Lutz is going to wear number 3. He has already changed numbers. So new number for Zach. Sorry, your old jerseys are going to just have to stay vintage, retro, since now there's new jerseys
out. Yeah, it's true.
And I believe that's it from the Super Chats. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We're going to have Todd Davis's perspective on this tomorrow where has everything changed? I hope not. We'll get a little more intel when we talk to some Broncos later today. Henry, thank you for rocking and rolling with me on this emergency pod. Is this huge news or is this just a little bit of news before the draft? That's the biggest thing with this news today.
Is it massive? Is it small? What was the Mark Sanchez move?
It was wait for another move that's going to come.
Okay, so that wasn't big news?
That's what John Elway said. Okay. John Elway said when they traded for Mark Sanchez, he said there's another move coming in quarterback. Don't worry. You know what that other move was?
Paxton
Lynch. Let's hope it's not another Paxton Lynch coming on Thursday night. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Hit us a thumbs up. We'll see you tomorrow. I'll take you.